Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking TPP. Back on that for you in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best. Provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
The National Pork Producers Council, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and American Farm Bureau are three of the agricultural groups that have pushed the hardest on Congress to try to get a ratification yet this year on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. This in spite of all the negative rhetoric coming out of the presidential campaign of both the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump camps. According to Kent Bacchus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this is so important, especially for livestock agriculture, that you just simply can't back away from it.
Well, you know, Asia and the Pacific Rim overall represent the fastest growing population in the world and the fastest growing economies. These consumers want protein as part of their diet, and we want to be in competition for that demand. So when you look at it overall, if we don't secure these markets for our producers, our competitors are already out there trying to secure markets for their producers. That means it's going to be less competitive for us, and they can potentially push us out of those markets. That means we're going to lose that value-added sale that we have into those Asian markets. That's why we need everyone out there to continue to engage with their congressional representatives and their senators and push for a yes vote on TPP this fall.
And Kim Bacchus says there's at least a few hopeful signs out of Congress that it might still happen.
Well, we're certainly starting to see a change in tone from members of Congress, especially some in positions of leadership. You know, Senator Orrin Hatch, who's had some of the strongest reservations about TPP, he recently said that there's a strong chance that we'll have a vote on TPP during the lame duck. I think we need more of that messaging coming out of Congress. We need everyone out there to continue to engage so that we can put pressure on House and Senate leadership so that they will have a vote this fall. We cannot afford to push this to the next president, to a new Congress.
Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Zippy Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau, says his organization is right there with NCBA when it comes to TPP. He says they will not turn their back on $4.4 billion in new farm income and 40,000 new jobs expected from TPP, no matter what the presidential candidates say.
We have two candidates running for office, and they'll say anything to get that vote. We can have congressmen and senators running for their positions to get votes there. They're not in the mood to really talk about it right now, but all of them understand how important trade treaties are to America, not just farmers and ranchers, but to America.
Zippy Duval says Farm Bureau, like the NCBA, pushing hard on members of Congress to get that lame duck vote this year.
And I have high hopes that whoever's elected, whenever they're elected this fall, that they'll look at this Trans-Pacific Partnership. They may work out a few difficulties in it, but it's not in the agricultural part of it. And then we'll move forward and have the opportunity to speak to it. If not in a lame duck, we'll speak to it soon in the future. Because this whole country, jobs, everyone in this country is going to depend on the trade treaties that are approved in the future.
President of the American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.